Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Seven Democratic presidential rivals sparred in Charleston, South Carolina Tuesday night. Frontrunner Bernie Sanders faced a barrage of attacks over his proposals for universal health care and economic equality. Pete Buttigieg suggested that Sanders is another example of what the U.S. doesn't need.
I am not looking forward to a scenario where it comes down to Donald Trump with his nostalgia for the social order of the 1950s and Bernie Sanders with a nostalgia for the revolutionary politics of the 1960s. This is not about what coups were happening in the 1970s or 80s. This is about the future. This is about 2020.
The Democratic hopefuls were also asked about their ideas on affordable housing, education, foreign policy, and racial justice. Tuesday's debate was hosted by CBS News. Two Florida residents are asking a court to remove Bernie Sanders' name from the state's March 17th primary. The plaintiffs argue that Sanders is an independent who should not be allowed to appear on a Democratic ballot. Stock markets remain unsettled by fears about how a possible coronavirus pandemic could affect the global economy. Asian stocks are lower following Tuesday's sharp sell-off on Wall Street. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The Dow has now tumbled more than 6.5% over the last 2 days. A growing number of coronavirus cases have been diagnosed outside of China, and U.S. health officials warn that Americans should prepare for a possible spread of the virus here. Financial analyst Greg McBride of Bankrate.com says that's left investors nervous about how much economic damage this epidemic might do.
They're selling stocks and they're buying bonds. We've seen bond yields moving to record lows, stock prices off sharply for a second day in a row.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tried to calm the markets. He says while it makes sense to prepare for public health threats, there's little evidence so far that the epidemic is weighing on the U.S. economy. Scott Horsley, NPR News. Washington.
A federal judge in Washington has heard arguments in Roger Stone's bid for a new trial. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, Stone's attorneys alleged juror misconduct and bias.
In a more than four-hour hearing, Stone's lawyers and Justice Department attorneys debated his motion for a new trial. Stone alleges misconduct and political bias on the part of the jury foreperson. After taking precautions to protect the privacy of the jury members, Judge Amy Berman Jackson brought three members of the jury, including the foreperson, into the closed courtroom for direct questioning. Reporters listening in via an audio feed heard Stone's lawyers focus on the foreperson's social media posts ahead of the trial to claim she provided misleading answers during jury selection. Judge Jackson did not rule on Stone's motion for a new trial. She did, however, sharply criticize the president and others over the public attacks on the jury and attempts to intimidate them. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Harvey Weinstein's attorneys say he's in a New York hospital jail unit undergoing examination for heart palpitations and high blood pressure. The former Hollywood producer was sent there Monday after being convicted of sexually assaulting two women. Weinstein faces up to 29 years in prison when he's sentenced next month and a similar trial later this year in Los Angeles. More than 80 women have accused Weinstein of criminal or inappropriate sexual encounters. He denies all of the accusations. Hindu-Muslim riots continued Wednesday in New Delhi, just hours after President Trump left the city to return to the United States. NPR's Lauren Freer reports that the violence has claimed more than a dozen lives this week.
Chanting Jai Shri Ram, or Praise Lord Ram, one of the Hindu gods, a mob set fire to Muslim homes in northeast New Delhi. They threw Molotov cocktails, attacked passing cars, and also journalists. The violence is tied to India's new citizenship law, which has sparked nationwide, mostly peaceful protests for months. But this is Delhi's worst sectarian violence in decades. The citizenship law passed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalists excludes Muslim refugees, and critics say that's discrimination. Before he left, President Trump said he'd heard about the killings across town, but refused to comment on Modi's new law, saying it's up to India to handle it. Lauren Freier, NPR News, New Delhi.
President Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi say U.S. and India are ending trade talks. White House statement says the two leaders hope that can lead to the first phase of a bilateral trade deal. This is NPR News.